This is not your usual April Fool's story, because in this case, the fool was an ant. An innocent, unsuspecting little ant who happened to be living at Harvard University in the biology department. A very big mistake. NPR's Robert Krulwich tells the tale.
People don't get this about ants, says ant scholar E.O. Wilson, world-famous biologist. When we people communicate with each other, we talk. We talk and talk and listen and look.
Humans are the most audio-visual creatures on Earth.
But most animals do not communicate our way, not at all.
We are highly unusual. The vast majority of creatures on Earth communicate the way the ants do, by chemicals, pheromones.
Look closely and you will find little glands on the surface of an ant.
One here produces one signal, another one up here produces another signal. They're loaded with glands that they use to communicate with.
So if an ant wants to say something to another ant, it chooses a gland to squeeze out a chemical message at a second ant, who then would go,
I think I smell it.
And that's how they talk. 50 years ago, Ed Wilson made his reputation figuring out which chemicals produce specific ant messages. For example, he was fascinated by what happens when ants die.
If an ant dies and just falls over, it may be lying with its feet sticking up.
And that dead ant will be ignored pretty much by everybody in the colony for about 2 days until the corpse is programmed to release a chemical signal which says, I'm dead. At which point the next ant comes along and immediately grabs the body, carries it off to an ant graveyard, and apparently every ant knows the I'm dead smell.
So I decided to find out what substances it was smelling.
Ed told me on stage at the 92nd Street Y in New York City recently that he knew the smell was a very repugnant, stinky odor, a very specific chemical combination.
So what I did, I got a large array of these substances.
For rancid sock smell and poop smell.
Rotting fish, that's trimethylamine. I had the essence of feces, that's skatol and indol. And I had all these in pure form.
So his lab was not exactly the favorite spot in the building, but he did have a little ant colony right there in his lab, plus some plastic ants. And what he'd do is he'd take a few drops of foul-smelling chemicals and then apply them.
In very tiny amounts, I was putting them on dummies.
Waiting to see what smell would make the ants treat those dummies as corpses.
Until finally, I hit the key substance. And that alone, that does it.
It was oleic acid.
When they sniff oleic acid, then that's a corpse. So I said, well, if that's the way they do it, would they treat one of their live, healthy nestmates or the corpse?
So Ed waited until a little ant just happened along on his tabletop, and he leaned over and he squirted her with the I'm dead signal. And then the next ant that came along grabbed our ant immediately, says Ed.
Poor thing would be lifted up, kicking, you know, and taken out to the cemetery and dumped.
Didn't it clean itself,
like a dog trying to get itself clean. And then it would try to re-enter the colony. And if it hadn't done a good enough job,
then the next ant would pick it up and slap it back onto a pile of really, truly dead ants, and then it would have to clean itself all over again.
Finally, it would clean out all that oleic acid.
You started it. Didn't you, give it a shower or something?
No, I was trying to see if I could create the living dead,
a zombie ant.
An ant that would come back in, like this. No, I'm just kidding. I was creating a living dead.
How long did it take for this very unfortunate not-dead-dead ant to get accepted as alive again?
Well, actually, it cleans itself furiously as soon as it's got the stuff on it. It knows it's got a contaminant.
But after washing and then rewashing and re-re-washing for Ed thinks...
roughly an hour or two.
Science finally had the chemical formula for I'm dead, and the little ant, she resumed her ordinary life, presumably unaware of what had just occurred. Ants, it seems safe to say, have no chemical signal for you wouldn't believe what just happened to me. Robert Krulwich, NPR News, New York.